It's 8:38 here at WHO. Van and Bonnie in the morning. While Bonnie was away, I had a lot of fun playing. And it was interesting trying to find people who used to be on WHO radio. And some of them were pretty easy to find. Some of them, it was like detective work.
You worked very hard.
But we found about 20 of them.
Wow.
And I want to again say thank you to the folks that appeared on the program the last couple of weeks. Cal Stout, in this order, Cal Stout, Jack Shelley, Mike Newell, Susan Bray, Jack Carey, Bob Wilbanks, Lee Martin, Connie Murad, Joe Lombardo, Julie Gamick, Captain Jack, Patty Christensen, Bob Henry, Dan Reed, Dave Campbell, Billy Cole, Roy Fox, Brian O'Brien, and Wingert and Workhoven. And I'm just trying to remember whether I think Dave might be the only one that didn't make the list here. So we'll have to make in the montage. So we'll have to make sure he gets on there. He says hello to you.
Well, he's such a nice guy.
Took him around and showed him, you know, how things had changed and how things hadn't, and it was fun. But anyway, here's a montage of those folks. Van and alumni in the morning. Cal Stout.
I think out of the 40-odd years, and with me it was odd, you really don't need to set the alarm. After a while, you kind of wake up maybe 1 or 2 minutes before the alarm goes off.
Jack Shelley.
I started in October of 1935, and I left in September of 1965 to join the faculty of Iowa State University.
What were some of the names of people that were here at WHO when you first started?
One that always rings a bell is Ronald Reagan. He was the sports director when I came here. Before one day, we heard shouts and cries and happiness all over the place. He'd gotten a telegram from Warner Brothers out to California offering him a movie contract.
Mike Newell.
He's there. In those days, we did all of the Iowa games, then all of the Drake games in non-conflict with Iowa, and then all of the Iowa State games in non-conflict with Drake and with Iowa.
And to Australia, good morning, Susan Bray.
Good morning, Van Harden. I am so delighted that you finally saw the good sense to go to WHO. I remember you being part of the opposition across the street.
Yeah, that's right. I was down the street, and I don't think we ever got a chance to meet one another.
Oh, you should have met me. I was wonderful.
Jack Carey, who's on with us right now here on WHO. Hi, Jack. How are you doing today?
Oh, this is an honor. I am so thrilled to be up in the morning, and I can remember pulling into the darkened parking lot there at WHO and going up there and working with Keith and Bob Quinn at that time.
Bob Wilbanks.
I'm happy to be here, and I must say that after all these years of being away from it, I think I've got my fright again. No, I'm scared to death. I look at this microphone. It's like the first time I ever sat in front of a microphone, and nothing came out. That was my first job. It lasted a half hour. I had fun at WHO radio. I'll never forget those days, of course, and I met a lot of fine people, and I met a few bad ones.
Lee Martin. Hi, Lee.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I am pretty reasonable. I have a cup of coffee. I'm ready to go. Yes, I work for Lockheed Martin, which is a $26 billion a year defense contractor.
Connie Murad.
Hello, Van.
Long time no see.
Yes, long time no chat. This is really fun. You're talking to 20 people?
Yeah, at least 20 of them are coming.
Oh, my
back.
Gosh, how fun.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing these days?
Nothing real exciting. I wish I had some, a real glamorous job to tell you I'm in, and that I'm rolling in the dough. But I'm not.
There's still time to make something up, I guess.
Yeah. I'm a pool shark now, Van. No.
Joe Lombardo on WHO. Good morning, Joe.
You know, Cal Stout's really old. He called last night with a list of about 25 things he forgot to say.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You went to some pretty big radio markets.
Yeah. Left and went to Atlanta. I got out of Atlanta and went to New Orleans and then finished up the career in Baltimore, Maryland.
Julie Gamick. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Van. How are you?
Long time no see.
Oh, this is just so fun. I only wish I could have listened to all the programs.
We've had a lot of friends of yours on here, like Susan Bray. We got her. I finally found her in Australia.
Oh, great.
Welcome back to Captain Jack. So do you ever fly an airplane anymore? Probably
yeah,
not too much.
Not much. Last year I flew 14 hours. Now, when I did traffic for WHO,
yeah,
22,000 hours
in the air. Is that right? Patty Christensen, welcome back to the WHO microphone.
Thank you. I think I got tears in my eyes. So I thought I'd better come in and wait. Well, you told me to wait right inside the door, and a gentleman comes in. And when we used to come in the door, there was a button system. You entered in like four or five digits, and in you came. Well, this guy comes in, kind of like a pig when they're scratching. He rubbed up against, he rubbed his butt up against this machine, and the door opens, and he motions for me to come in. And I thought, no, I'll just wait here for that. So the girls do this too?
Oh, yeah. It'd be fun to get a camera on down
there. I can understand why you've stayed here so long.
Bob Henry. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, and it's good to be here.
We got your coffee for you.
Yes.
Bob says, is that free? What, they used to charge you for coffee at WHO?
Yes.
And Dan Reed, you were talking about how the coffee wasn't very good.
No, and you could get chicken soup.
Out of the same machine, and what did you say about a sandwich down there?
Oh, we had a birthday party for a sandwich I swear was 3 years old.
Billy Cole.
You know, my voice hasn't changed at all. No, it's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate it.
Roy Fox, that was the day I decided I got to get into this radio business.
Ben, what I didn't tell you is that the fellow that helped me finally heard me on the air and ended up committing suicide. Listen, I heard Jan doing a commercial. I haven't heard him for years. Poor fellow has aged badly, I guess. Now, the other thing is, you and I were talking about Zabel, and he's still doing the same shtick. He walks down the hall and schmoozing and everything.
Yep.
It's the craziest thing. He never gets right. He really thinks people like him. The only thing he's ever done at that radio station, walking up and down those halls, is wear out the linoleum. Man, I can't believe the people I'm talking with. George Davidson got on the line.
Yeah.
Is he still washing dishes at the WHO commissary?
Nobody's supposed to be. Brian O'Brien.
Van, I'm just fine. Thank you very much.
I think I surprised you as much as anybody I've talked to when I called you the other day.
And when you said Van Harden, it was like, you know, shell shock. Van Harden. Yeah, it was a real surprise to hear from you, a real treat.
Welcome back, Wingy, Dave Wingert.
Oh, God. Van Harden, I'm speechless. I hope I'm not speechless, because then you're in big trouble for an hour, aren't you? I'm so flattered that you would call me and invite me on the show. How are you, Bubby?
I'm just fine. Wingert and Werkhoven, we've had Dave on the line, and Melanie's with us here now, too. Hi, Melanie.
Oh, I tell you, it's fun. You know, I think with as we all get older, it occurs to me that David and I have probably known each other longer than we've been alive.
Well, there you have a big crew of people that visited last couple of weeks. Kind of fun.
And that sounds like
some of them
so
I never
fun.
Thought I'd hear their voices again, but it was fun to.
Some of them, they sounded like they didn't think that they'd ever hear their voices
again.
Yeah.